Hare Krishna. Reading from my glorious master, Mayapur, 1976. Service as an opportunity. From Prabhupada's lecture. A devotee should not take up some business which requires very hard endeavor. No, we should take up only simple things. Of course, a devotee does take risks, just like Hanuman, the servant of Lord Ramachandra. Lord Ramachandra wanted information about Sita Devi, so Hanuman did not consider, how shall I go to the other side of the Sita Lanka? He simply, believing in Lord Ramachandra, calling out, Jai Ram, he jumped over it. Hanuman jumped to Lanka, but Ramachandra himself had to construct a bridge. Of course, that bridge is also wonderful because the monkeys were bringing stones and throwing the stones into the sea. But the stones were floating. Where is the law of gravitation? Stones floating on the water? It cannot be done by the scientists. But Lord Ramachandra desired, so the stones became able to float. Otherwise, how many stones we shall throw into the sea that it will come to the level of becoming a bridge? But Lord Ramachandra wanted, let it be simplified for the monkeys. So let them bring the stones and they will float. Then we shall go. Without stones, he himself could go, but he wanted some service from the monkeys. There were many other monkeys who were not capable exactly like Hanuman. Therefore, they were also given some chance that you bring some stone. You cannot jump over the sea like Hanuman. So you bring stones, and I will ask the stones to float. My comment. We should accept service as an opportunity, whether we feel ourselves capable or not. Ultimately, if Krishna desires, our service will be completed. Our real success will be our sincere devotional attempts. Two more checks. I went to Prabhupada's room and offered him two additional traveler's checks of $100 each. He smiled and exclaimed, more checks, another $200. My comment. Tomorrow Krishna Maharaj and his Radha Damodar traveling Sankirtan party had recently offered Prabhupada a donation of $20,000. Upon receiving that check, Prabhupada said, only $20,000? As Ramachandra expected different services from his different monkeys according to their capacity, my tiny donation received a more positive response than Tomorrow Krishna Goswami's. Gopunima, March 15th, 1976. Prabhupada. Yudhishthira Maharaj was asked by Dhammaraj, what is the most wonderful thing in this world? He answered, the most wonderful thing is that every moment people are dying on every planet. Not that only on this planet there is death and that on other planets there is no death. No, within this material world and every planet, either Brahma or the small and significant ant, everyone must die. Everyone has to die. There is no excuse. Yet they are still planning a permanent settlement. So Prahlad Maharaj and every Vaishnava was actually following the parampara system of Vaishnava duty. They are anxious. Prahlad Maharaj says they are vimudha. Why? Because they don't like you. They don't care for you. I don't care for God. I don't accept Krishna. So all the Vaishnavas, especially those who have taken to this Krishna consciousness movement, have this mood. Prahlad Maharaj will speak later on that. Sir, I'm not inclined at all to go alone to Vaikuntha. I must take them all with me. Otherwise, I don't want to go. Prahlad Maharaj is a devotee. He can ask from Krishna, give me such power that along with me I shall take all of them. That is a Vaishnava. He can do so. Therefore, we have to become the dog of a Vaishnava. Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nishtara Paichi Keva. Without serving a Vaishnava, no one can be delivered. Why? Because a Vaishnava is so merciful. He can demand from Krishna, please, on my sake, please excuse him. I shall take him with me. So Krishna grants him, all right, you take him. A Vaishnava's only business is how to deliver fallen souls. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as a Vaishnava. He was born in a very nice Brahmin family. He had a beautiful body. Everyone liked him. By his command, he could, in one night, gather hundreds of thousands of people to make civil obedience. He was so popular. He was only 20 or 21 years old. He had his beautiful wife, a very affectionate mother, and a very good position in the society. Still, he gave up everything. Why? Quote, "If I do not deliver these fallen souls entrapped in Maya, then who will do it?" So for this purpose, Krishna comes. For this purpose, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. And this is the same purpose of Prahlad Maharaj. My comment. Prabhupada expected his disciples to develop true compassion. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur spoke to the members of the Gaudiya Math before he departed from this world in a similar mood. Quote, "I wish that every selfless, tender-hearted person of the Gaudiya Math will be prepared to shed 200 gallons of blood for the nourishment of the spiritual corpus of every individual of this world." End quote. A special gift withdrawn. Most devotees left for Vrindavan after Gaur Purnima. Prabhupada would be going there in a few days, and they would all meet him again. But Prabhupada continued lecturing in Mayapur, so I stayed on to hear him speak. I decided that as soon as Prabhupada departed for Vrindavan, I would leave for Australia to prepare for my family's travel to the United States. Before leaving Mayapur, and in Calcutta as well, I continued to listen to Prabhupada. But I felt my ability to hear attentively waning, as if I had been granted a special gift for a purpose that was now fulfilled. Guaranteed success from Prabhupada's lecture. There's regular propaganda. Why should I go to the temple? God is everywhere. You can answer, God is everywhere except in the temple. Their propaganda is, God is everywhere. Why do you go to the temple? But our answer is, if God is everywhere, why he is not also in the temple? He must also be in the temple. But these rascals make propaganda. Don't go to the temple. There are so many rascals, but they came and they are gone. In India, there is propaganda. There is no God in the temple. But by this false propaganda, the temples have not closed. Still in Vrindavan, you'll find 5,000 temples. You see the Jagannath Puri temple. Many thousands of people go there. There is also Ranganath temple and so many other temples. So in India, this propaganda will not stay. These rascals will come and they'll go. They make propaganda and go away. But the temples remain and so does the worship. Now the temples are increasing all over the world. Instead of stopping people from going to the temples are increasing. For centuries, there was no temple in Europe and America. Now, there are hundreds and thousands of temples. So it will increase. No one can stop Krishna's glories. You cannot stop Krishna's supremacy. That is not possible. Mata parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. That cannot be. Therefore, it is sure and certain that if you work very sincerely for Krishna to spread his message, the message of Bhagavad Gita, there cannot be any check. It is not possible. Apatiyata means it cannot be checked by any material condition. You go on with your duty sincerely. There will be no power to check your progress. My comment. While in Calcutta, Prabhupada took his morning walk at the Victoria Memorial. I scooped up dirt from his footprints. Years before, on a similar walk in Calcutta, Prabhupada had pointed to the Victorian Memorial and reminisced how he had climbed the construction scaffolding during his youth. A devotee noted the height of the memorial and remarked to Prabhupada, you must have been very brave. Prabhupada replied, I am still brave. Otherwise, how could I have come alone to your country? Prabhupada was brave, and by his preaching words and preaching deeds, he inspired his disciples to bravely serve Krishna. Based on Prabhupada's bravery, devotees, filled with strength and encouragement, took great risks and spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world. After weeks in Sridharmayapur, hearing Prabhupada's potent preaching, I left Calcutta for Australia inspired to do my part as his servant. Okay, we shall end here. Hare Krishna.